Chapter 11. Civil War.
This is the end of the Round Table, Mordred. The best knights are gone, and the others are talking of rebellion. And there is illness and famine among the people.
But the biggest danger to Camelot is Sir Lancelot, Your Majesty. He's still free. You should find him and kill him.
You're right, Mordred. My spies know where he is. I shouldn't waste time here. You must be my deputy while I'm away in France. You are the only person that I trust.
While Arthur is away, a visitor appears at Camelot.
Mother, what a nice surprise.
Well done, Mordred. You have control of the country. Now you must raise an army. Together we can destroy Arthur and his precious Camelot.
The country is in ruins, and it's Arthur's fault. He isn't fit to be king anymore. I am younger and wiser. Who wants to support me and join my army?
We do! We're hungry and poor, and we need a new king!
Meanwhile, in France...
Lancelot! You cannot escape me! I'm here to punish you.
Your Majesty, an urgent message from England. Mordred is raising an army against you. He wants to be king.
Is there no one I can trust?
You can trust me, Your Majesty. Let me make amends. Let me come back with you to England and fight with you. So Arthur and Lancelot return to England as friends.
People of England, I am Arthur, your true king. I must raise an army against Mordred.
We are ready to fight and die, Your Majesty.
The two armies meet at Camlann. The battle is long and bloody. At the end of the battle, Arthur and Mordred meet face to face.
Mordred, this day, either you or I, or both of us, must die.
Your day is over, old man.